What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast. We're supposed to be doing a show now.
The reason why Dave lost his cool before we even started is because he made a reference to a moon cat. Davis said he didn't have a moon cat, and Dave goes, "Are you kidding me?"
Oh, this is the first time drink has shot up my nose. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Swolecast here. St. Patrick's Day. I just want to give a shout out to all the OG DFS players out there. Draft Street, you know what it is. You know, this shirt used to be like one of my fat guy shirts, because when I went to the Draft Street offices in New York, they're like, "All we have is 2X." I'm like, "Okay, just give that to me." Well, then, like, I needed the 2X. Now I don't need it. It's just for the bits. So I want to thank everyone for all the kindness and the comments. And listen, I'm going to pay it forward. And that's my promise to you. I want to welcome on the show Davis Maddock. Davis, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. I am I'm ready to excavate some fossils. If I was committed to the bit like Pete, I'd have like my Indiana Jones outfit on, a whip, you know, a shovel. But I just am not on Pete's level of bit equity.
Yeah, speaking of bit equity, Peter, you have the Win Packs hoodie. Why don't you tell people where they can get that from before introduce yourself?
I'm now an apparel salesman. I think it's tpublic.com/overzat. I don't know. I tweeted out the link on my Twitter feed. I have a few things up there, a Sliver Punk shirt. We got some Club Top Shot stickers, all kinds of stuff, you know.
Amazing. Speaking of Twitter, I noticed you have more followers than me. Like, you, I have like 20.6.
It's hard to figure out why that would be. It's hard to figure out why people would rather follow Pete.
And Pete is, yeah, right. But Pete is now the second highest followed person on the Swolecast.
When does Pete pass me? I'm 100% certain that you will pass me at some point.
Not if you keep posting 40-second NFL highlight clips on the reg, man. Those just bury me.
They absolutely love the 40-second NFL clips. Like, I can post like 10 fire NBA tweets in a row, and it's like 2 retweets, 19 faves, 6 responses. But then you post a highlight clip of Jamar Jefferson with his college stats, and it's like 8 retweets, 87 faves, 14 comments. Like, it's unreal.
Yeah.
And that does kind of hit the, you know, there was the documentary about the social media stuff. And that does, like, I will, like, whenever I fire off a joke and nobody likes it, like, not
gotta
even.
Gotta delete it.
It's just like, you take a look in the mirror and like, what is wrong with me right now? Like, get yourself together. I tweet something hateful at Davis, and it's like insta-like.
Kitchen,
like,
of your top 50 tweets of all times in terms of interaction, how many do you think included the words Davis Maddock or at Davis Maddock? Like, would you say 90%, 100%?
Yeah. I mean, that is, I would say a lot of them for sure.
No, but Kitchen, you stumbled upon one of the great engagement traps on Twitter, which is a fitness journey photo.
Yes. I mean,
talking about, there's girl dad and there's fitness journey. I mean, the likes just come in like a slot machine.
If you don't think that something's coming from this, you don't even know. I have to find out how to have some sort of, let's see, like 1/3 of an ETH to give to Davis. Tuttle searching around right now. Tuttle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you see me? My camera's
We can see you now. How's it going?
I'm just working on NBA projections while you guys chit chat about merch and followers.
Tuttle is so lit for this box break, dude. He's so ready.
Yeah, so Davis, tell everybody, like, especially people like me that are not in the cardboard world, like, what is happening on this show today?
We're going to open this box of Panini Revolution NBA cards. It's a good box. It's not a great box. But if we hit like one of the Wiseman, LaMelo, whatever autographs,
did someone say
it'll
LaMelo?
Be good.
Rising Stars?
LaMelo Rising Star is the last moment I have to purchase for the Anthony Edwards dunk. And it's just like, I keep on waiting for it to come down and it's not coming.
That's
down.
One Bitcoin angel, Dave.
That needs to call a doctor. all right. Davis, when do you want to open up the... someone in the chat wanted to know if they could see my rock hard abs. That's a little later on in the fitness journey. I'm not there yet, but eventually there might be a topless photo of me out there this summer next to the pool.
Who is Lindsay Bari in the chat? Dave is such a cutie, winky face. Her profile photo looks very salacious.
I'm not clicking any of that. I thought you said you weren't going to be on the chat today.
I'm doing it on my phone. I can't. I love the chat. I can't resist the chat.
So just want to give a shout out to my lighting and internet right now for not letting me down, unlike the other three on here. We will open up some packs. We'll talk a little bit about just the crazy NFL going.
Yeah, can we get right Pete's now. Return to football broadcasting? I wonder if we can get him to fire off some football takes.
Hold off. Before we get into football takes.
I'm just chomping at the bit to talk football.
I want to get the behind the scenes from the vacation last week. Like how was it just from a influencer on vacation at the peak of your career, knowing that this might be it. This might be the top.
I mean, what are you behind the scenes and into what? Ask me a question, Dave. I had a great time.
So yeah, like, did you enjoy yourself? Did you find it hard to disconnect from everything, knowing that you were at the epicenter of things? All the top shot, the whole timing thing where people couldn't buy or sell, or All-Star Weekend. Like, you avoided all of that mess.
Yeah. It was genuinely nice. I needed a few moments to unplug. I still went for after the pack drops. My top shot experience was I was doing it on my phone. I don't think I'd done a pack drop on my phone, maybe one others. And I got Seeing Stars pack. And of course I want to save it to open, you know, on the show. I fat fingered it and opened it just like the second I got it. But I did get an influencer Luca pack, which was nice. But yeah, it was good. I saw people, I did get some of the messages of people wanting to throw up the club. And I almost texted Settlement, and I was like, if you book a sick guest, I'll do one show from the road. And I didn't send it. That's how I knew I was at peace. I was like, I can go 8 days without doing a show, and I'm feeling rejuvenated, Dave.
When you saw the Bitcoin Angel go to 5K, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, the first thing I did was start laughing because Davis has now used that as a reference on multiple podcasts I've listened to of like over the test of time, like Bitcoin Angel won't, you know, be worth anything. And
no, that's not true. I like Bitcoin Angel.
Who was the most recent? You did a take cast with someone recently.
Herzig.
Oh, it was Herzig. And you're like, yeah, I don't think in a couple of years the Bitcoin Angel is going to be worth anything. That's your go-to reference for the NFT bubble now,
Dave. Well, I don't really know that much. I compared to Dave. Dave is the NFT guru. I'm using Bitcoin Angel merely as a talking point. I have no opinion on if the Bitcoin Angel is in fact one of the NFTs that will stand the test of time. That's just basically my only reference point is like CryptoPunks and the Bitcoin Angel. And Trippy Yogi is the other one. Thanks to Dave.
Well, so I've gone from someone who it was literally just Dave and Logi being like, hey, the Bitcoin Angel drop's happening. I asked him a few questions about how Nifty Gateway works. I was like, oh, credit card, huh? The drop happens and it was so easy to refresh and buy another one that I just did it out of like, wow, this is easy. I'll buy another one. I was like, why did I just buy two of these? Little did I know, I started reading about it and now I'm actually pretty excited about the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It
rewards the HODL.
And if you were around last week for the Mooncat explosion.
I was sad to miss that.
Davis, you don't think I have any Mooncats.
I mean, you're not even a real friend because you didn't even tell me to rescue a Mooncat.
Here's what happened is I saw this and I'm like, I start like it was somewhat random account on Twitter, and it's like, we found this project, and it was right after the CryptoCats, like the day after. So I'm like, okay, people are just going to start unearthing things. But then I saw like influential people that like I respect their opinion. And it's kind of like what Bales was talking about this week, as far as like, you don't have time to research every project before it has already taken off, before that bus has left the station. So as far as like this, I saw like Andy, not Dusty Rush, but 8052. What's his nickname, Peter?
Andy 8052?
Yeah. What's his nickname? Not Dusty Rush, but we need another. They're both lowercase Andys. Yeah.
Because he's in my head, and also I want to do a sushi swap show with him. I've been calling him Chef Andy in my head lately. So maybe we can do that.
Yeah, we'll call him Chef Andy. But I saw him talking about it, and then I see other people that are like in the NFT boxes. And I'm like, all right, we got to do this. But I was in a meeting for RG, and then I had to go get a haircut. So I messaged Logie, and I'm like, listen, Logie, just buy some of these. He's like, well, I'm not sure. I'm waiting for it. I'm like, just buy them. I'll pay for the gas. Because the thing is, these were free. All it cost.
I
would have
been
gas.
In on thirds on that if I was around at my computer. I'm tilting.
You would have 100%.
But why would you, Kitchen? Why are you not contacting me? Like seriously,
you're not in the Discord. You're not in the Discord. You're in there.
David, you have my phone number. You can literally text me, bro.
All right.
He didn't text me on vacation and it didn't bother me. But Davis, you are literally one of five people in a Discord with all this alpha. I mean, Logi is like pumping out Medium blog posts about his NFT journey.
I know. It's so funny. He's such a grinder. Like he is such a grinder.
So I got two cats of my own. When I got back from the haircut, I was able to get two cats before they sold. They insta sold out 25,000 cats. This is historical archaeology type stuff from the early 2017 days. But we got 14 cats together. Logan and I did.
Okay, how about this? How about you pay me in cats?
Okay.
I don't know. No,
nope, you already said it. No take back.
What, how much is your guys' bet for?
500.
It's about,
so you're gonna get like a fourth of a mooncat.
Yeah, no, respect. Just send me ETH.
Davis, you already said it. I might send you an extra. Send me ETH. I'll have to wrap it and sell it. Yeah. All right, but anyways, that was a fun experiment, just as far as like looking for it, finding, like I was finding, like mining these cats and sending the information over to Logie, who was then purchasing them with a smart contract. And I don't know, it was just cool. Something that I never saw myself doing 6 months ago, but here we are.
2 months ago.
You know how I knew Dave found something different to catch his attention? He didn't send off a Darius Garland tweet to try to pump those moments. And he hasn't in like 2 weeks.
I know. Yeah, he's chasing a new high.
I logged on yesterday and saw that I had sold one of my LaMelo rookies. And I'm like, I didn't even check this for a day and it sold.
I was laughing so hard listening back to your guys' clubhouse when someone had asked, like, so what are some of the investments you think are really good? And Dave literally just like described like three niche things that he has. He's like, yeah, you know, I think these Darius Garlands, the Bitcoin Angel.
He was trying to pump so hard.
Darius Garland, Bitcoin Angel, Mooncats, and basically.
Mooncats weren't even out. It was Darius Garland. It was probably NFT boxes, and and Bitcoin Angel. Special shout out to JJ Zacharyson, Russell Clay for jumping on that that room.
And
that
and Dan Bach.
Dan Bach as well. Peter, you said you had some different thoughts about the clubhouse after listening.
That was the first clubhouse that I actually got to listen to the audio because Devin put it up on the Swolecast podcast feed. And it was a very enjoyable listen. I love the idea of people being able to hop on, ask a question, be a part of it. It had a good flow. Yes, I am, minus the whole platform exclusivity and the security issues, I'm coming around on the overall concept of Clubhouse.
Yeah, it's...
What about the concept of iPhones?
It's...
I still don't. I haven't even set mine up yet. It's on my to-do list.
Oh, wow. Is that, that's a new iPhone box that you had as well, right?
Yeah.
So are you permanently switching like your main?
I'm going to have,
this is a burner.
I'm going to have, this is the plan. I'm going to have a layered texting burner because this thing's old and all I can do is text layered on it. And then I'm going to have a Clubhouse burner where I just use it for Clubhouse.
For my when, goal is when to Woj sends you the bad signal, like you can get on.
My goal is to have a single phone for every app I have is kind of what I'm working toward.
You're getting there. All right. Let's open these cards. And then we'll talk NFL and maybe even take some questions from the chat if there are any good ones. Like, can we see your rock hard abs? All right, Davis, Dan, can you narrate what's happening here?
Look at this. I want everyone to know. Davis also wants everyone Davis to know that this is Tyler Hero Zero.
Some Panini Revolution box.
Well, basically, I just didn't want everyone to be able to see the screen of my computer as well.
In the back.
Yeah.
I also have a cereal box.
Happy St. Patty's Day, buddy.
Yeah, you allowed yourself a box on the holiday?
Yeah, on St. Patrick's Day.
To celebrate, to observe the day.
Did you guys hear what I wanted to do with Davis?
No. Oh. No, I don't remember.
We need multiple people buying boxes. We all open on stream. And then whoever gets the shittiest box gets everybody else's box.
That sounds fun. I do have this box. I think I showed it to you guys and you said it was shit. But I do have one piece of cardboard I bought back in like the December FOMO cardboard days that I still haven't opened. But I want Davis to have his.
That's a decent box.
Ooh,
yeah,
all
I think
right,
those
Davis.
Are hot right now.
Are they?
Kobe.
Oh, shit.
Kobe White, Aaron Gordon, Davis Persons.
You're the worst. You're like the anti-Smith.
Will you give us some drama?
We only care about the insert.
Then cut all the ones you don't care about.
This is the rookie insert. I mean, Pete, I know you're big on the Washington Wizards. Do you have anything to tell me about Denny Avija?
No. Okay. He slaughtered it. Now let's hear Pete try to say the name.
Can I see the spelling and can I get it used in a sentence?
You know it. This was actually the rookie card that I got in the 199 pack on Top Shot. So
Denny Avija.
I thought Avdija. It was Avdija.
No, okay. It's Avdija.
Avdija?
I've always been saying like instead of amnesia, Avdija. So, we were all wrong.
You guys know we're grinding NBA DFS, right?
I mean, I'm not going to watch a Wizards game. You can't make me.
Yeah, I have Davis. To go to NBA, so that's the only reason why I know that one.
What's Davis up? Is the worst at opening cards. Can you actually add some drama? Can you give us like a little peek?
How do you add the drama? I've never watched a break before.
You've never watched a break?
That's actually, that's missing out.
I thought that's the whole fun about
what
cards.
What do I do? Do I go like really slow?
Yeah, because right now you're doing the Top Shot equivalent of open all without like any music or anything.
So what you do is you know where the insert is, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
You can power through the base cards, and then you have to slow roll the insert.
Yeah, and you do the smiz where you kind of unveil it. Like, you want to see?
I see the insert. So we have Kyrie Irving, useless.
Oh, nice. Sick.
We have Trae Young. This is a cool-looking card, but it's useless.
Unless there's a challenge. That
if this was
Top
Shots, those would be like, yeah, 50 bucks.
Narrator, they're all useless.
We got Depot in his Pacers jersey, useless. This is the insert. I missed it.
Davis.
Also useless.
Supernova, who was it?
Who is it?
Kawhi. Because if it's not a rookie, it's useless.
Are those numbered at all, though? Are the inserts numbered at all?
I don't think these are the ones that you want are the they're called galactic, ultra rare galactic parallels.
Kitchen, you know how you said you wanted to get some more kind of shorter SEO friendly Swolecast clips up? How about how to not do a box break?
Box break. There you go.
I was thinking about like as far as Davis could never be like a cardboard like influencer with this? Like if someone like me is viewing an NBA pack opening, like from the beginning, like I've seen the highlights from Smiz, but like from the beginning, I'd be like, there's no music in the background. There's no like tease, like
Davis,
you need some suspense. So,
you're clearly excited about this. Let's see your passion and excitement come through. Go ahead, Tuttle.
It also makes it more fun if you like, if you're doing breaks because you're opening on them for somebody else.
Right.
That makes it more fun.
Okay, you can open this one for me.
Because then they're viewing. Pete,
if we get a super sick one in here, you can get 15% of what I sell it for when I never sell it because I'm never going to sell the card.
That's my usual.
Okay, 20%.
So here's something that's going to blow the Top Shot junkies' minds. So if you get a numbered card out of, you know, 199 out of 99, that doesn't mean it's automatically worth $5,000 if it's a shitty player.
Right. Yeah. Shitty player. That it doesn't matter. And
Top Shot world, they'd be like, "Holy crap, man!
Brutal. It's called the perfect number.
People, that's legendary."
The perfect.
These cards, by the way, they look dope. I hope I get a Shea in here, just for my own edification. Anthony Davis, dope looking card. Doesn't really matter.
How about we play? The boy.
We got the boy. We got the man.
There's a jersey match and then there's a cereal match. You just got the cereal match.
Yeah. Okay. Dope. Literal all right. Cereal. We got Hiero enjoying that. Jimmy Butler continuing the Miami Heat trend. Jarrett Culver, not a big deal. So this is the next one is the insert card. And
all right,
we're
no,
looking
like pull it up. Really? Davis, don't stop. Pull it. No, Davis.
Davis.
So the names are on the side, but if the names are on the side, right? On the right side of these ones? So
well, it would depend on the insert.
Okay. So can you see like, well, maybe what?
So the insert's going to be upside down. We know that. So we got to flip them up.
Flip it. How to do a box break 101.
All right. Which way do I pull? Left, right, or center? Or
Davis
left, right,
is so
if you can see where the name's going to be. Or the team. You want to know the team first. If we can figure out. Oh no, we got to flip it back up. We're upside down.
Flip it.
I was wrong.
Okay. All right. We're gonna go. We're going up. All right.
Okay.
I made the decision.
Okay.
We're going up.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It looks cool.
It's
a vortex.
That's the dawn. That's the dawn vortex.
This is why we couldn't flip it up or down. I get it now.
Yeah. So again, no rookie card insert yet. Basically, we are looking for one good rookie card insert here, and we can make our money back.
I gotta ask Tuttle a cardboard question. So obviously, people are very particular about the grading, the packaging, all this. What's the deal about like Davis's grummy little fingerprints all over these cards as he's opening up? Is that a concern?
Yeah. So like, no matter what you do, people are gonna bitch about it. And like, So I would say like pushing down, I could see that people think like, I have no idea if this is affecting the cards, but I could see people saying that him resting it on the table like that might scuff up the bottom.
It's disrespectful to the cardboard.
It's disrespectful to the cardboard community. Okay. All right. We're ripping through another one. Good looking.
Say this name.
I can't see it.
Nikola.
Nikola. Yeah.
Vucevic.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, okay. We got a Luka. This one actually probably sells for like $30 or $40 because they don't make very many of these boxes.
Hang on real quick. Did you clip your fingernails and make sure like clean your nails just for this show? I was just wondering if you thought about that.
I did not think about it.
Okay.
Obviously.
Another Thunder card, though he's not wearing the Thunder jersey. Not a big fan of that. Al Horford, though. All right, Lori. Okay. What are we doing on the insert? What's the move?
So I mean, unless it's we gotta flip it, right? Unless it's landscape mode again.
The viral TikTok now.
Okay.
How to never open a pack.
Okay, we're going to the right. Rookie card.
Okay, so now I'll go the other way because we know in the upper right there's the logo for the team.
Okay.
So now you have to unveil the team logo.
I hope it's a Sixer.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
it's Theo. Yes. Oh. Yes, we got one we wanted. I wanted this one.
Okay. Is this the guy from the Rising Stars collection?
This is the guy from Rising Stars. So I'm going to go get myself a top loader, and I'm going to put Theo in the top loader right now.
That was excellent. That's going to get fan engagement.
It felt a little forced. It felt like when you're opening the Christmas present. Oh, I love this.
I wanted Theo.
He wants it because OKC.
All right, so how much is the worth of that?
Yeah,
is he
even like top 150 players in the NBA? No offense.
He will be. He's not worth anything, but I want that one. I've been buying his rookie cards.
So it's more about collecting than investing.
For just for that specific
one. How much
one?
Was this box?
Yeah, how much was this?
$380.
In this economy?
Woo, you just got hit by a bus, my friend.
I did get hit by a bus. All right, we got Kemba. Again, a sick looking card, but no one wants to buy this. Harden. This will be his the Panini Prism NBA from this year. He'll be in his Nets jersey, so this one's actually decent. Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Ben Simmons, again, no one really cares.
People say he looks like the Mona Lisa. Did you guys see that tweet?
I did see that. It's good.
He does look like the Mona Lisa. John Morant. I actually looked this one up. This is the most expensive one from this set. This one goes for like $50 raw on eBay.
That's base. All right. That's not bad for a base.
Yeah, what do we do? What do we do for the insert? We go on left again to see if it's a rookie.
Take it out of frame.
Yeah.
Take it out of frame and then bring it in.
Yeah.
Slowly.
With some music.
I'm a card break center.
Okay, wait. I got it. Like Jaws where it comes in from the top. Dun it.
Joel.
This is actually a very cool. This card would sell for something raw if he wins MVP this year, which he probably won't because he just got hurt. But something I did learn about the cardboard world is that the guys, the year they win the MVP, they will sell more from that year or when they change teams. Yeah. Like the Tom Brady Buccaneers cards actually sell for a little bit of change.
The only Top Shot S2 Mom that I have bought in the past 6 weeks that's not a rookie is the Joel Embiid one that I'd already sold. But when the MVP odds went up, I thought, well, just in case he gets an MVP badge. And then like a week later, he gets hurt. So there goes that.
All right. We have the mismatched jersey, Gordon Hayward. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. Yeah, there
when you're
people
doing
like
cardboard,
Gordon Hayward
you
out there.
Yeah, when you're doing cardboard, you have to print them earlier. It's not something like instant, you know?
Correct.
So this is before probably the season started.
When will they have like the – dumb question for cardboard. Do they actually ever try – say the Anthony Edwards dunk. Everyone's excited about that moment on Top Shot. Will they actually do the image on a card from that dunk, or is it just all – it doesn't matter the actual context of the photo
on
the card?
So it depends on the sport. Like in baseball, they have this series that is called Tops Now, and they do them weekly. So like if someone has like a 3-home run game, there'll be like a picture of them hitting their 3rd home run or whatever. But for basketball, they have something called Panini Instant, which is very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause right now these are just like Photoshopped images. Like I could do this and print them out on like some special paper. Probably
Aaron Baines. Again, we don't really care. Hey, rookie card, Cole Anthony. This will be total. You got an opinion on the grade here? What do you think? What do you think? The corners look good. Do you think it looks centered?
Corners are looking good.
This one looks pretty. This actually looks pretty good.
Just a little DFS tout thumbprint on there, though. That's
no. Look,
don't
I'm holding
too
it.
Much
I'm,
when
I'm,
you get it in the penny sleeve and top.
I'm holding it. I'm holding it like this. No fingerprints.
Good.
All right, what do we do for the reveal for the last one? Slide it to the left to see if we have a rookie.
Yeah.
No.
Take it out of frame and slide it in.
Okay.
No. Because we have to get it. You can't do that because we need Davis's genuine reaction at the time. He can't see the card before we see the card.
Right. So this is I slid it to the left already.
You have to slide it down. You have to slide the Cole Anthony down. so we see the team logo first.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm gonna. Okay.
You
here we go.
Show us the back. Yes.
Detroit.
Okay,
so Detroit Pistons right, rookie.
So Killian Hayes. Killian Hayes.
Saben Lee.
Killian Hayes insert.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. That is, we're like halfway to making our money back on this pack right now.
Things cardboard many, guys tell themselves.
How many left do you have, Davis? I'm not sure how many of these I can set.
Two packs.
Okay.
All right, go back are to your first pack.
Are we guaranteed an auto or anything in these?
No, you're not. You're guaranteed four rookies, four inserts, and eight parallels.
What are these?
Title of the
mean?
Video is just going to be changed to why cardboard's not as good as Top Shot.
De'Aaron Fox, Zion. This one is decent. This is a really good looking card. The Pelicans cards are just such a good color. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Got another guy we wanted. Great. We got
see his excitement for the OKC guys is genuine.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I really wanted this one. I would have been disappointed to not get this one. So that's another one that's going to go in a top loader. We got Karl Anthony Towns. No one really cares about him. Okay. We are to the insert. It looks shiny over there. This one's upside down, so we can flip it over. Tuttle, you tell me up, left, or right.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with all these inserts.
Okay. We're gonna go up. Shockwave.
Shockwave, sick.
Okay, Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray.
Hey, Nuggets. Pete, I will send you this card. I'll put
How
it in a top loader.
Worth?
Someone search on eBay, Jamal Murray, Shockwave Revolution.
Hey, Davis.
It's gonna be disappointing.
Davis, send it to PSA first and then send it to me.
No, I'll send it to GMA with your with your address as the return address.
Do it, please, so I can post another GMA card on Twitter.
A GMA non-rookie card, non-autograph. All right, final pack. Guys, I really appreciate you teaching me how to break.
Viewers are dropping, Davis. So
yeah, we are.
Maybe a little twinkle in those fingers.
Speed it up a little
hey,
bit.
Hey, I'll send you this one too. Fred Van Vliet.
Oh, yeah, now let's go.
Miles Turner. Nice, cool looking card. Colin Sexton. Not Garland. Sorry, Dave. I thought when I saw Cleveland, I thought we'd get lucky.
I got a series 2 MGLE.
Oh, this is the insert. This is a, I didn't even realize this is a holographic De'Aaron Fox. Pretty cool.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, I'm guessing some of these have been numbered too, and Davis just hasn't realized.
I don't think they are. I don't think they are. And then Jaden McDaniels, who actually I think can play. I think he's pretty decent. His top shot goes for more than this pack cost me.
Yeah, well, that's for a lot of them. Like that's that Theo. Do you know what the low ask on the Theo Rising Stars rookie is?
It was around 500 last I looked.
It's 475 right now.
So Davis, after opening up that disappointing pack, it's probably time to tell the viewers that you aren't a financial advisor.
Oh, I mean, buying physical packs is stupid. You should not do it.
Very stupid.
Yeah,
it was fun though. I'm happy for you.
Oh, I've never been more bullish on Top Shots than I am right now.
No, I mean buying buying packs is like honestly it has made me feel so secure in Top Shot because it's really a miserable experience. But I was glad to do that. It was fun. And now I know I don't ever want to do it again. I did it once. It was one of those things I did once and now I'm never doing it again, but Shay is safe in a top loader.
Can we talk about last night when Top Shots came out with the announcement? I was at a end of season little kids basketball party, left my phone at home, not on purpose. And then I get home and then see that there was two pack drops, multiple mentions as far as Soccer Dave's Too Quiet. And then it's just like, okay, what just happened? And then I'm like, I hop in the car because my wife thought she left her keys back at the restaurant. And so like, this is not safe and I'm not advocating anyone doing this, but I'm like driving while trying to read the like Discord updates.
This is not transportational advice.
It's very unsafe. So don't do this. But I totally misread the whole Conley challenge situation because I already had most of the LeBron challenge cards. And I thought now you need to get the Conleys. So when I got home, I bought all of the Conleys, including one that belonged to Cam, our COO. And I then like, I'm like, oh, Cam, look, I got your low ask Oladipo for the Conley challenge. He's like, wait, you know that you don't need those for the Bron moments. And I had bought all five of them. Well, somehow people still keep on buying these. So I was able to make like a 10% profit off of a mistake. My question is, why are they buying Conley challenge moments?
People just want to buy the challenge stuff regardless of what the challenge is.
David, does that 10% profit bake in marketplace fees and tax implications on those sales?
It does not take into account cap gains. No, it does take into account like marketplace stuff, okay, but right. I'm hoping the cap
sounds goes, like
sort itself out.
Sounds like Dave is taking advantage of other people's stupidity or
the philosophy of the poker table doesn't scale to real life, bro.
No, it does. Let me tell you guys something. This is just some more life advice. Some of my biggest learning moments have been when I failed.
Wow.
The most wisdom I've
Sounds
ever
like
had.
You must learn a lot, Dave.
Thank you for that, David. Thank you for that.
When Fantasy Insiders, you know, that was one of my greatest learning moments. People that realize, hey, I just paid $350 for a Conley challenge that's not going to be included in the LeBron and is going to quickly go down after I sell this. They will learn from it, just like we all have learned from it, from some mistakes.
Hey, be proud of the mistakes you didn't make, though, too, right? Yeah. Like the Fantasy Insider days when we almost named our new optimizer tool.
Don't say it.
Now I'm so curious.
We would have been so canceled.
And I was the only one that was like, this is not a good
Nobody
idea.
Thought about it. So
I did. No. Don't. Please
it's
don't.
It's not bad.
Don't. I'm begging you with Peter like rising. We don't need anything to.
Peter wouldn't cancel us.
I ruined everyone's video connecting back to my webcam. I just want everyone to know that in terms of Swolecast technical difficulties.
Yeah. Kamikaze box opening by Davis.
Well, right. You know, there's a first time for everything, Pete.
So are you going for any challenges, Peter? Because I did see, you can't hide from the blockchain. I did see on a Saturday night on vacation, you purchasing hero moments.
Do you know
and
how
another...
tilting it is to just try to get your little Top Shot fix while you're on vacation, you know, a few moments you've squirreled away, and to start getting tagged in Discord and from everyone saying, oh, look at what Pete just bought. And I'm like, let me buy in peace. No, those were flippers.
Okay. So you're not going for any challenges.
I don't know. You know, I live moment by moment, Dave.
This is the first challenge that I have gone for is the Anthony Edwards dunk.
It's a sick dunk.
And then also LeBron moment. Because they both fit into my portfolio strategy of rookies or superstars. So the Zion rookie rising stars.
So your portfolio strategy is entirely reflected by the whole market.
Yeah.
Aren't those the highest prices?
But that is why I have invested in those. Those are also the ones that haven't gone down as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the market. That's the market telling you what they're interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did try to sell a Ja MGLE and then everyone else was trying to sell it. This was like whenever all those moments are coming out last week. But I did see that the Ja rookie... MGLE, you know who else owns it now?
Well, I have a third of one.
Oh, did you go in it with that?
I have like a seventh Leone? Of a one.
No, I went in on with Brick 75 and Karain.
Oh,
and Davis has. Davis, I forgot. You do have like an eighth of my fraction.
Well, so I have whatever we rolled over from the Jokic. I don't even know how much it is.
Yeah, so Davis's partner with the hero card, Leone, bought a Ja MGLE.
Yeah.
So if you look at his moments, he has like four or five, and it just like that kind of tilts me. But there are like really nice ones.
They are.
Yeah.
Did you see that guy who came into the market yesterday, bought that? Yeah. He bought three moments. It was like the LeBron for 178K, then the Ja base, and then what, an Anthony Davis base?
Yeah.
We think that was just some kid who got his dad's credit card or some like 22-year-old guy who was like, trust me, dad, I got you. You read about NFTs in the Wall Street Journal. I got you.
See, but those are sharp buys. I mean, it's the first moment for both. That's the Ja 2-star. It's the first Anthony Davis moment and, of course, a LeBron Series 1. So it seemed they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they had gotten maybe not financial advice, but solid advice on if you are getting into it.
Maybe if you have $200,000 to spend, what would you hypothetically buy?
Then you can see those appreciate or not. It's like, I mean... Oh yeah, we've talked about a little bit in the chat. Interest has, you know, when it's like stagnant, when there's no like real movement, like I didn't check portfolio value in like a couple of days.
How have you felt lately when you've checked it?
Fine. I mean, it really is. It's fine because like when you have five or six like LaMelo rookies, like if those go down by 100% or 50%, like then that's like that was a large chunk of my portfolio, and I'm expecting those to like go back up. Like I have faith in what I have, basically in the collection that I have. But I did legit enjoy when they dropped like the Rising Stars Anthony Edwards dunk and LeBron. Like that was fun. Like having to collect all those challenge moments. Like I like the fact that they can spark interest back in the market and like do things to do that. Whereas, you know, other collectibles is just like after the moment fades, like you, sometimes it's hard to get that magic back.
So I will say it's fun, but it's also, I'm not going to say concerning, but your fate on your account value is dependent upon decisions that the decision makers make.
Yeah. But that's
like, not really though. Well, are you saying related 100%. To challenges or just related to your account as a whole?
Well, at the base, challenges for sure, 100%.
If you own Series 1 moments of good players, the only thing that could happen to them is that the website sucks and people leave and care about something else, right? But if you're actually aligning yourself with Top Shot and the NBA and Dapper Labs, if you're holding Series 1 moments, because the collectability of those is going to be through the roof if Top Shots is a huge thing 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now.
Yeah. And I think that there will be people that get in, they get out, but the fact that they can make it interesting, and they obviously, we've seen the updates for the upcoming mobile game and everything else, like it's here to stay. All right, we got like 5 minutes of talk NFL.
There goes our football talk.
Okay. Davis, what is the, like, what has been the thing that has stood out to you most this free agent period?
I mean, the New England Patriots ready to make a Super Bowl run, baby. Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, Kendrick Bourne, Nelson Agholor. It's just ships on ships on ships, baby.
The Kendrick Bourne signing seems like the most Patriots signing of all time.
It broke my brain.
They're like, what if we could get Mohamed Sanu, but 2.5 years younger? Let's do it.
The Jonnu Smith stuff was the most tilting to me because, like, if the Titans are going to lose someone that I have, like, really liked, I wanted to go, like, into, like, a great spot. And at first I'm like, oh, that's a great spot. And now it's like, that's not a great spot. It's probably still better than where he was, but...
Do you think he knew or the team prepped him about the Hunter Henry signing before, or do you think he got blindsided?
I mean, I don't know. I think he's obviously getting paid
And so he got paid and probably doesn't care. And with the, and is with the Patriots, I don't, coming off of your, like your rookie contract, he was probably wanting to sign somewhere for decent money in a good situation. And he probably thought that. So it may be, maybe a bit of both. Maybe they didn't exactly tell him, hey, we're going to get some more offensive pieces, and then left out the whole tight end part.
I mean, how much, because really he goes to, he has more, better competition and arguably a worse quarterback fit for the tight end. So, I mean, he better have gotten paid gobs more than he could have gotten from the Titans to justify that.
Dave, what's the Titans' plan in terms of throwing the ball? Is it like their wide receiver? Their wide receiver,
big dog. Big dog.
Their wide receiver too. Their wide receiver two is Cameron Batson, backed up by Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
Yeah, obviously Corey Davis going somewhere to be a wide receiver one did not surprise me.
Wait, I missed this one. Where did he go?
He went the Jets. To New York, the Jets.
Okay, I missed that. Wow.
Yeah. So he got paid. That was on the wall whenever they didn't extend him that fifth year. Like they, to me, their defensive moves have been more questionable with their offensive moves. But, you know, when you've got the big dog, when you have a solid offensive line, the thing is tight end was not a solid strength for them last year. And then they go and sign Jeff Swaim, who's like, you know, whatever, but like tight end is not like a weak spot for them. They do need a solid wide receiver too. I was hoping for Smokey Brown. I have no clue how he got underpaid that much. Now I think
he's just banged up, right?
Old. He's washed.
Yeah. Where did Smokey go?
Raiders.
I only got through half of Silva's article. It was quarterbacks and running backs. Didn't quite get to the wide receiver portion.
It should have been the segment where Peter just asked us different. Did you see the AJ Green news today?
I did. Cardinals. Okay. Yeah. A perfect replacement for Larry Fitzgerald. Hang on real quick, Davis, about are any of the dino heads trying to talk themselves into Swaim or Firkser as a
the Firkser hype is out there, brother.
Really? That's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah. But as far as the Damian Williams, like Davis, you had someone on your bit list get cut too.
I mean, I said, you know, privacy at this time, please. I have Damian Williams on a lot of dynasty teams, and it's gonna hurt to cut him.
Just more jet sweeps for Mecole Hardman, guys.
Yeah. Well, they placed a reserve tender on Byron Pringle. It's it might be time to pop the lid off of defenses next year if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. Once you pop Pringle, you can't stop.
I mean, here's the thing: Pringle played 88% of the snaps in the Super Bowl. He led the wide receivers in snaps in the Super Bowl. So, I actually think he might be a thing.
Where was this pithiness and confidence when you were doing the box break, Davis?
Yes, exactly.
You guys made me feel insecure, bro. You guys did not make me feel like I was in the zone.
That's the premise of this show, to make each other feel insecure.
Yeah, Davis being blindsided by a lack of upbuilding, like morale boosting compliments.
Okay, idea. Box Davis box break. And every insert, he has to give a hot take.
There you go.
Okay.
This guy won't be in the league in 2 months.
Who's buying me the next box, dude?
Well, you can with all.
I bet Dan Bach will find it in that Swole Cuss budget.
So,
how mad is he going to be that he let this show happen this week?
Oh, man. Yeah, because David's like, oh, I got a box break. Let's do it. All right, so as far as the Washington football team, Peter, did you see the news about?
I did.
Okay.
Atomic Fitzhabits is now behind the helm.
More excited about the Washington football team or the Chicago Bears with Andy Dalton?
For sure, Washington. I mean, they have fun weapons there. I think it's going to be great. We get year two of Antonio Gibson. I mean, McLaurin was still underused last year. I mean, I assume Fitzpatrick dials into him like he has with previous guys like Parker.
Fitzpatrick gets dudes paid.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun for fantasy. I mean, awful for the franchise from like a purgatory standpoint, but super fun for fantasy.
So I kind of wanted to see Heinicke ball out. I'm not going to lie.
No, he's been, he's, Taylor Heineke's been canceled, bro.
Canceled, yeah.
He's I kind of wanted canceled. To see that, and now it stands no chance.
Yeah, I heard he subbed to an old fantasy insiders optimizer, and then got.
Wait, I actually missed this. What? Why did he get canceled?
Oh, he's a big he's mega a big, bro, like yeah. like hardcore, oh, okay, like and like argued with people on Twitter about like cops, like it was a very tough scene.
Tuttle, nothing gets Tuttle more excited on this show than talking about things that could get us canceled. He's like, wait, yeah.
Talk about it. Let me hear it.
All right. Final thoughts. We'll be back next week.
By the way, we need diversity in our crew. Like, what is this?
I mean, I feel like I am.
Hey, buddy, you're making a good point. Nails. Yeah, we got Pete for Pete from Nantucket. We got our Southerner. We got our Wisconsiner.
Like, I've always said, you know, like growing up, like the real world road rules. Like, I always fit that stereotype as far as like a Southern, really nice, handsome guy who maybe was just kind of oblivious to the world. Like, that was going to be my pitch whenever I sent a video in. And then MJ Garrett down the street did the same thing and couldn't do it.
Maybe we should audition a fifth cast member here for when one of us have technical troubles, which means they will be a permanent cast member.
Hey, I have never caused the show to not start on time due to technical difficulties, okay. Not once.
Ben, can I read the message from our producer, Devin, from about 10 minutes ago? Just a total mess there, Davis. Laugh my ass off.
Yeah, Davis got
everyone was razzing me about my non-HD camera, so I had to fix it.
That was a private conversation, so you threw Devin under the bus a little bit on that one. But all right, let's wrap this puppy up because we gotta go. Wrap it up like a moon cat. Davis, final thoughts?
Never again. My new thing is I want Pete to do a box break to see how he would handle the situation. And I want him to be, there we go. Next week, Pete's opening the Panini Donruss optic box.
Okay. Tuttle, final thoughts?
There we go. Technical difficulties.
There's a Tuttle internet.
I'm here.
It's a little bit choppy. Sorry.
Tuttle's internet canceled him for saying we're not diverse enough.
Yeah. All right, Peter, final thoughts?
Just really excited for March Madness, guys. I think it's going to be a great tournament.
Can we get we didn't get any Irish accents from you on today's show. Dude, that was
in this economy?
No,
that was last a big night, miss.
Lauren made corned beef and cabbage, and I was trying it out. I did not have it. I was bombing. I was bombing hard. And Lauren's a very generous with her laugh, and I was not getting it.
Of course, she married you. Nobody gets me lucky charms. Thanks for everyone for tuning in. Thanks to Devin for putting up with us and everyone else who's listening, watching this. If you're listening to this show, if you're the only thing worse than watching the box break would be listening to this box break. So if you're listening to the show, just go ahead and never leave us a review.
You don't want to miss Davis's fingers in close up.
Yeah, like it. We'll be back. We'll be back whenever. We'll see you later. We'll be right back.